Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 24th and the whole week ahead. Well, there's lots going on in your opposite sign of Cancer. And what this means is relationships are the most important thing this weekend. You might not think so, but they are. One thing you do need to be careful of though is there's either envy or jealousy or the green eye around. And you need to get rid of that because it could spoil a beautiful thing. Here's your Sunday stars. First part of the day, very difficult. Moods are all over the place, very volatile. It can be quite heavy through stress and pressure. Let the day wander on. If you can spend the day on your own, where you're not going to upset others, or you're not going to be upset, even better. Because as the day wanders on, then you'll feel a lot better. In fact, your stars are pretty sexy once Sunday gets into its stride. Here's your Monday stars. Lots going on in your 10th house and it's wonderful stuff. The potential of Sun conjunct Jupiter is fantastic. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it's ambition and success and lots of good things that come from Sun conjunct Jupiter. The joy that comes from these stars are just wonderful. If you have a dream, then be prepared to start to live it. Here's your Tuesday stars. Energy, power, focus. Mars enters your sign and it's the start of a brand new 2-year period. You are going to start to push ahead now in all kinds of ways. With Mars entering your sign, the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, take the initiative. Start something new. Impress yourself, impress others. This is all about you. Don't be too vain, don't be too self-absorbed, but just think about what it is that you want to achieve, and you can. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, both Wednesday and Thursday, with the connection to the sign of Virgo, this is particularly good if you want to go somewhere new and do something new. Because there is a sense of adventure, the spirit of freedom. It's a new vision for living. You know, with Mars in your sign now, and the Sun and Jupiter at the very top of your chart, what a way to go. This really can be a spectacular time in your life. Who's stopping you? Only you. Here's your Thursday stars. Learning, study, knowledge, all of the things that you have within you can now push you right out there and make you a success. If you haven't got any of those things, then why not sign up? Why not make it your decision to learn something new and do something new with your mind and your knowledge? It will empower you and it will give you the greater vision for living, one that you've never had before. These signs are so exciting for you now. Here's your Friday stars. Well, Mars kind of spoils the party today because there's a gorgeous moon conjunct Jupiter, but a square from Mars. And that means either someone's rushing you or you haven't thought something through enough. Now, I said yesterday, your mind is working on all fronts, pretty beautifully too. But what I don't want you to do is to rush, be impatient or imprudent when it comes to taking the initiative. Know what it is that you want and don't be forced into a situation you don't want to be in.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.